See, did you take my advice?
My name is Sierra Collins, and I am interviewing Megan Bashline, my former teacher and family friend. So my first question will be, what has been your biggest influence?
What has been my biggest influence? That would be probably my parents have been my biggest influence, because they were the ones that raised me and taught me how to be a successful person.
All right. So my next two questions would be, who has had the most impact on you, and what has been your favorite childhood memory?
So again, the answer would be my parents, and because they raised me on a farm. And on a farm, you have a lot of responsibilities and you have to work hard. And they made me accountable for myself and to work hard to get what I want, and that nothing came easy. So I would say my parents.
What do you think was your hardest experience?
Actually, my hardest experience is going through interviews when I wanted a professional job, because you're put in the spotlight and asked a lot of questions about your career.
If you could have any job in the world, what would be your dream job?
A professional baby holder, because I love babies. So I want to be a professional baby holder because I absolutely love babies, and anytime there's one around, I want to hold it, and they just make me smile, and I feel like babies respond well to me, and I just love the smell of them, and I love to cuddle with them, and they make me happy.
Is there anything in your life you would have done differently, and if so, why and what would it be?
So something I would have changed would probably be some people that were in my life that I dated that probably weren't a good influence on me. So I look back, if I were to change, I wouldn't have stayed with them as long as I did.
So the next question is pretty silly, and it's up for anything you have to say. If you could have any superpower in the world, what would it be?
I want to be able to fly, because I just want to see, I want to see the world, and I want to see a perspective from looking down on everybody, and I feel like birds can do that, and they have the freedom. They just seem very free and open and can go anywhere at any time, so I want to fly.
Okay. Do you have a bucket list or anything you would like to accomplish before the end of your time?
Well, there's definitely things I hope to do. There are places I want to see. I'd like to go maybe to Alaska. I'd like to go to maybe Paris, France, so to do more traveling. I think that's it.
What would you like to do in Alaska or Paris, or just see it?
Just see it, and I just want to do more traveling, even out west. Also, I've never been to the west coast, so just to learn about different areas of the world and how people live, and this is what I want to do.
All right. So what has been the best or the best days? Okay. So what has been the best day or days of your life?
It would definitely be marrying my husband.
Mom, wouldn't it have been when you...
Shut up! Shut up!
Okay, you can go.
You want to do the question again?
No, I'll just cut that part out. Oh, I want to ask something more about them, but I don't know what to ask.
Ask me anything. Just don't ask him anything, I'll just swear.
Ask me if being a mom is everything I thought it would be.
Okay. Is being a mom everything you thought it would be, and has there been any struggles?
So being a mom is probably the greatest thing I've ever done, but it is the hardest job I've ever done. It's very different than I thought, because I'm a mom, and the kids see me as, different than they see everybody else, and it just makes me feel really special. But knowing that they have their eyes on me, that's kind of stressful. But the biggest problem is stressing over whether your children are okay, healthy, and that their feelings aren't hurt or that they're hurting inside. That's hard stress on a mom.
Do you have any further plans in life, meaning anything?
I definitely want to travel more. I'm hoping that when my kids are in college and my husband and I are retired, that we can travel the United States, travel the world, maybe go to different countries. I'm just hoping that's what I want to do before I die.
Do you have any vacations planned for this year?
No. So vacations are, we love to go on vacation. It's just hard with kids because you want to make them happy. And vacations aren't as relaxing as I want them to be because they're more kid-centered. So we might go back to the beach. We like the beach. Or we might go to a lake house to spend some time with other family members.
How have your vacations been so far?
Fun. They have been super fun, but I stress out because there's a lot of planning involved, there's a lot of money spent, there's a lot of traffic, there's directions, there's a lot of things that have to be factored in when you have a family.
Do you have any family traditions, and what are they?
So, I guess Christmas would be the biggest family tradition, where on my side, Christmas Eve is held at Grandma's house, and usually Santa comes with a sack of gifts for the children, and we've kind of started a new tradition where we go see the light show in Butler on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day is back here at our house, and my husband usually makes Christmas dinner or Christmas brunch and invites the grandparents back over. And then we also have an extended family Christmas at my husband's family's house, where we gather and eat lots of food and make fun of Uncle Brad and open lots of gifts.
What has been your favorite holiday memory?
Favorite holiday memory? I don't really have a favorite. It's just anytime we gather as a family is my favorite time, whether it's 4th of July or Christmas or Easter or birthdays. I just like having the family together to make memories.
What is your favorite season and what do you enjoy doing?
I like springtime because it's not hot and it's not cold. It's just the right temperature, and I like to go outside and walk and see the new things that are being born, like new grass and new animals, new flowers, new leaves on the tree. That's why I like spring.
I thought you liked winter.
What is your favorite hobby?
Pokemon Go.
My favorite hobby, my husband would say, would be eating. Because I like to eat. I like to just...
You like to walk.
I do. I like to walk. In the winter, it's harder to walk, but I like to walk outside and walk the dog.
Do you like reading or watching TV more?
Right now, I like watching TV more because Netflix allows me to binge watch shows. But I do love a good book if I can find one that's recommended by a friend or one that I know is good. Is a good read, and then I prefer a book over TV.
Do you think you were very successful in high school, or was there more you could have done or less you could have done?
I was too successful in high school because I was a nerd, and I studied a lot. I followed the rules. I played sports. I just did everything I was supposed to do. So if anything, I probably could have been less of a goody-goody and relaxed a little more, but that's who I am.
Where did you go to college? How many years? And what did you major in?
I went a year and a half to Edinburgh, then transferred to Slippery Rock and graduated Slippery Rock for a total of 4 years. And I got a dual degree in elementary and special education.
Where did you do your substitute teaching?
I actually never substitute taught a day in my life. Out of college, I got a job as a title teacher, And then I did a long-term, I did sub, but it was for a long-term position at Slippery Rock Elementary for a year. And then I got hired at AC Valley, where I teach now.
What is your current job now?
I currently teach first grade at AC Valley Elementary. I've taught first grade for 6 years, and previous to that, I taught sixth grade for 11 years.
What is your favorite part of your job?
My favorite part of the job is just working with kids, is just being able to teach them and see them learning and see them develop as learners. So that's my favorite part of the job.
Has there been any struggles?
Yes, I struggle with kids who, or students who have needs, emotional needs or behavioral needs that are beyond what I can do, and that really affects me emotionally because I want to be able to help them and I can't really help them. So
did you enjoy teaching first grade or sixth grade more?
I actually enjoyed both. When I taught sixth grade, I loved it, and I kind of, after 11 years, I kind of felt the need that I was starting to get burnt out and felt the need that I needed a change. And so I picked first grade because it was very different than sixth grade, and I didn't know if I could do it or not, but I have a part of my personality that lets me be goofy and be able to do different things, and first grade allows me to do that. And so I found a love for first grade. However, first grade requires more patience from me than I know that I don't know if I have. So I'm not sure how long I will stay in first grade before I get burnt out.
Okay. What do you think your teaching style is?
My teaching style is I have high expectations for my students. I'm strict, but I'm also fun and quirky, and and I get to know my kids so that they know that I will help them with whatever they need and they can trust me, and my first graders feel like I'm a second mother to them.
What is your husband like?
My husband is hardworking, funny in his own kind of funny, humorous way. He is very protective of his family. He is very quick-witted. He is very sarcastic. He is a great cook when he does cook.
How would you describe your children?
Oh my. My children are exact opposites. I have a son who is 13, who is very energetic and hyper and can sometimes be a pain in the butt, but he is also a very super sensitive and caring individual and can be very helpful to others, and I think someday will make a great husband and caregiver. My daughter is very artistic and sweet and lovable, but can be very stubborn at times. And I'm not quite sure what the future has in store for Sarah, but it'll have something to do with creating things.
What was it like taking care of the animals growing up?
Well, one thing with living on a farm is you don't get very attached to animals, because when you have a lot of animals, you understand death a little bit more, because when you have more, you lose them more. So I didn't get too attached, whether it was with cows or cats or dogs or chickens or pigs or sheep, whatever. there's just a lot of responsibility, but you understand that things happen and that they won't be around forever. So that was kind of a lesson learned. And horses. I had horses too. You learn a lot of responsibility in taking care of animals, and that you learn that, is that something you can do in an adult? And I'm glad I had my parents to teach me that.
Do you have any animals now?
Currently, we have 13 chickens, one dog, and one fish.
How long have you had these animals?
The chickens I've had for about 5 years, but the set I have, about 8 of them that I have now, are only a year old. The dog is 5 years old, and the fish may be 6.
What would you say your best character trait is?
I would say my best character trait is how unselfish I can be and am willing to help others and put myself second and let others come first before myself.